Here we are. We are live. Episode 3 of the Swerve City Podcast with the International King of Swerve himself, Shane Strickland, and
yes,
my
sir.
Co-host, Message, the theme song king himself.
I don't rap. I'm trash, bro.
Oh, speak on it, man. Come
I'm
on.
Garbage. Don't worry about me, bro.
You gonna say trash.
I'm garbage. On.
I brought you all the way to Seattle for you to be garbage? Hell no.
Ah.
You spit flames on that. You split flames on Miggs. Steve, shout out to Steve Miggs in Seattle on his podcast. You spit
I'm
flames
a,
in the Washington.
I ain't, know, I ain't know this is America, but you know.
Oh. Which version? Which one?
Ah. We wasn't ready. We wasn't ready. Well, yo, why ain't I in your stream? Why am I ain't not in the video?
See, he's
slacking. See, oh my
he ain't trying to push you.
All right, man, that bad look, man.
He's trashing all. Now, I will say what one thing you trashing is these goddamn videos, bro. Gotta put me on the damn camera. Like, what is happening right now?
We are going to get these camera angles straight. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Swerve City Podcast. My dog right here ain't even on the camera, and he's the damn leader of the damn podcast.
Damn host.
And
God damn.
So we're gonna get that straight.
Well, first things first, we gotta welcome our guest, Cornell.
Yes, hi.
Cornell from EA.
Yes.
Work at EA Sports. Yes, that's right. It's Electronic in. Arts, the one and only.
It's in the game.
It is in the game. Yeah, talk to the people, introduce yourself to the world.
Oh wow, this is like real, real close. Oh, hold on. So I'm Cornell Gunter. I'm a producer for NBA Live. Just announced our cover star, Joel Embiid, releasing worldwide September 7th. Very excited.
We got black folks in the EA studios.
Hey, man, you know, it's a powerful thing. I love it. I love pushing the culture for us.
We need it.
Exactly.
We
it's
need
like,
it.
You know, growing up as a young black kid, you know, in any urban area, it's like, you know, you got people that want to hoop. I want the hoop. I love video games. And it's just like you, just like everybody. So it's good to, you know, I got nephews that want to make video games.
Growing up, what was your favorite video game?
Boy!
It depends, because so I got a couple. I got WWF No Mercy.
Okay.
I got Here Comes the Pain.
Speaking of wrestling video games, we got two wrestlers at the damn door that don't know how to open it when it's open, unlocked.
Hello.
It's unlocked, baby.
Y'all trash.
But
y'all trash.
That's what they do in Florida.
What's good,
that
man?
That boy came with the fresh butt.
Hey.
I told him, make me look Puerto Rican.
Hey.
Look at Tony Montana, bro.
Hands is wet.
You got to give me the Black Panther dot, bro.
Yo, oh, we are live right now.
We are live, bro. We're recording. We're on the mic, baby.
Hold on, you on live. You got to come in and sit down. You got to come and sit down. You right on live, baby. Yo, come on, sit down. Join up,
man.
It's on Instagram? It's on Twitter. We got Facebook over here.
Got Facebook. We got Facebook.
On
the mic.
About to be on SoundCloud. With
about
the
to
audio.
Be on SoundCloud, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. So that's why you're sucking down?
Are you ducking us?
That's why you're sucking down?
Us?
Wait, I don't see you on Instagram.
No, I'm on Twitter.
Yeah,
that's Twitter Live, bro.
It's Twitter Live, bro.
Yeah.
Word.
We had a surprise for the fans. We're not gonna let everybody know who's coming to the Swerve City Podcast. It's
That's
a surprise. That's why you gotta tune in every week.
I thought y'all was setting up. I didn't know y'all was is this okay? So
now ACH just walked in here, wanna interrupt and talk about the bad art.
I don't know what I'm. People gotta understand, man. I'm like Big Brother, man. That's what I do.
We got ACH in the building. Eddie Kingston in the building.
Yeah, make me. Do you have any water?
Maybe depends.
Okay, because I'm. Really
I do have a bottle. Well, I do have a bottle of smart water over here.
Okay, cool.
You can't do tap in Florida, cause that's
the same Mexico, fam. We can't do the tap in
Florida.
Tap's
home.
Wait, who's on? Which one? Oh, snap, it really is.
This is
what's that, Instagram or Twitter, right?
Yes,
okay,
sir.
So I'm looking at me.
We got a live. Sounds good. We got a live right now.
I'm looking at me.
Shit.
Looking at you.
Okay, there I am.
There he is. And you in front of the camera, too.
No, not yet. It hasn't got that far yet.
No, literally, you are physically in front of the camera.
Wait, okay.
Looking at my ghetto rig right now.
Okay.
But y'all walking in the middle of the interview between us and Cornell. So my four nails, what were we getting at? Your favorite video games going on?
Of course. WWF No Mercy, Here Comes the Pain.
Yeah!
I don't know. What are you trying to tell me?
I don't know what none of these gang signs are, dog. I ain't part of this game, bro.
You was throwing them gang signs.
I don't know, dog. I was just throwing all this stuff. I don't know what that means, bro. Don't shoot me. If anybody that really needs something, don't shoot me. I don't know what that means.
He said it was wearing a Timbs and June. That's a fact.
That's why I love Florida. I'm wearing my Timbs in June.
But nah.
And December.
Okay, wait.
I'm on Facebook Live.
There's no snow here. What? I don't know where about cleaning them anymore.
We official out here, dog.
It's for real.
We official out here, bro.
My Timbs are like the Infinity Gems, bro. I gotta get them all. Then they
shoot my heels are gonna take that. So which stone is that? Huh? Which stone you got on right now? That's the soul one,
that's
right?
The soul.
Borderless.
That's them saying thank you for writing.
Oh,
thank you. As you put your hipster glasses on.
I apologize for the interruption. Actually, no, they were supposed to be here.
I'm going to just park my keister.
Yeah, come up over here. Get in this microphone zone.
Trust me, I don't need a microphone to be heard.
I already never lied.
What?
But yeah, we're just getting into Cornell over here.
Hey, what I tell him? My bad. Real quick, Jay. What I tell him? What you said about the mic? What you said about the mic? What I told you earlier? I said
we don't need.
I said we ain't gonna need the mic for everybody. Everybody talk loud enough. Yep. We good.
Turn up.
Everybody.
My man said, "No mercy. Here comes the pain."
That's a fact, Jack.
Dude,
Grand Theft Auto. Let's not forget Grand Theft Auto.
Which one?
Yes. 3, of course.
3?
That was hooked me on.
Sam was the best of all time, though.
Wait, right. My Grand Theft Auto? Yes. The best one was the ghetto one, though.
San Andreas.
San
Andreas was the best one.
I didn't like the other ones.
Vice City was dope, too, though.
No, Vice City was good, but the other ones were like PlayStation 4 and stuff. It took...
Oh, yeah, no, that
was... It was like a different level trying to figure stuff out.
But also, last but not least, NBA Street Volume 2.
That's one of the dopest games of all time, bro.
NBA Live 05 because of the dunk contest.
Live 03.
Oh, yeah, that's what they introduced.
The dunk contest. Yes, sir.
Does anyone remember Showtime?
Yeah.
I used to have Kevin Johnson from the Suns.
Yeah.
I would have him play center and just run around.
It was like NBA Jam, right?
Yeah, it was. Or NBA Hang Time.
Hang Time was ridiculous. I was on PlayStation.
Yeah. What's up, Brian?
Yes.
Dog,
so, yo, you got to come over here. All
right.
I need you.
I'm a big dude. My Tims are on. I'm stomping.
Bone Crusher, get up in here.
I'm on a squat. For real, I'm trying to lose weight. Are you going to call me Bone Crusher?
Let him
let me slide, you know?
I
got
to stretch out, man.
Oh, God, here we go.
Oh, y'all ain't on camera. Y'all ain't on camera. Here. I got to babysit every episode.
You know you got to babysit later tonight, dog.
Oh, Lord.
Because I'm drinking this water in here.
And it smells good. It's damn wet. That's the damn sure. Oh.
Everybody
where we at?
I'm trying to get my hands on
everybody in the building.
Yeah, so.
Did you take a sip of yours?
Oh, shit. They sipping on that something.
No, it's water. It's water. We would never do anything else.
It's don't podcasting.
It's just water.
It's just water.
I'm trying to watch my figure.
You
know what? I respect that.
Yes, yes.
So I hate my life.
Coke Zero is better than Diet Coke.
All soda's bad, and I hate my life.
Not
delicious.
Not Coke Zero. And they only say they only.
And now I'm finding out from my vegan friends that like, this is bad. That's bad. This is bad.
No, I love. Stop that. Listening to vegans.
I love steak though.
Stop listening.
I'm still doing it. But while I'm doing it, I'm dying a little bit inside.
Stop. Look, let me tell you something.
Because I'm thinking about that poor cow.
Everything in this world is going to kill you. You just choose your vice.
Yo, turn my headphones up. How many times have people done that? Come on.
For no reason, right?
No reason.
It's been a lot.
Okay, so what is she recording?
This is for home videos.
Yeah, home videos.
She's not even there.
She's not even here.
Okay, so y'all can't see it, but I'm talking to Shane's wall of all the wrestlers.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm a little crazy today. I'm a little crazy because I'm out here to celebrate my man's bachelor party.
Yes.
Yep.
That's what we're doing?
Yeah.
I thought it was just another... You know, I had off, so
I brought out the glasses today.
He did.
You know what? Because you know, I never know when I get to ever go out and enjoy.
Got this on the right side.
He's not gang affiliate.
It's neutral colors.
These
are neutral colors. That and the
camo. This is a wave.
You trying to kick knowledge? You trying to kick knowledge wearing that koofy?
What am I nuts? Come on, man.
Come on, man. But then Jay dropped that knowledge with the 444, though. That was a grown man album.
Yeah, that's because everybody's woke.
Yeah. Stay woke.
For now.
For now.
For now.
No, it's popular. It's popular. Nah, it's popular. It's popular now.
It'll peak again when Black Panther 2 come out.
I tell you right now, me and him
and then it'll go down again. And then when Black Panther 3 come out, that's when the big, and then we ain't gonna have nothing else to look forward to.
And then no. Then the new Marlon Wayans show.
That show is terrible.
Will come out.
It is
bad, but I have to watch it.
It's only bad because he takes away from all the other actors. Like, it was cool when he was doing it on the Wayans Brothers, like his over the top acting, because him and Sean, like, they just fed off each other very well.
Well, they've been doing that for years,
right? But now he's doing it, and you're just like, "Yo, chill!" Yeah. Like, and it's like, it is very apparent too. It's just like, yo.
He's the kid on Ritalin in class.
Yes, he's very highbrow.
He needs Ritalin.
He's just very old.
He told me I needed it. I think they went lying.
It ain't Ritalin you need, but we'll get to that later.
They really need his brother. They brother was like the common effect.
Yeah.
They gave me Zoloft instead.
Man, I need both those androids.
Don't give me that look, sweetheart. I'm heavily medicated right now as we speak. You're lucky. You're lucky, girl. So, yo, he told me earlier. Did you get the text from him earlier?
What?
Saying what he was wearing? Like, what'd you
name that sub girl outfit?
It's my sub girl outfit. Sup girl. Sup girl. Sup girl.
This is my 1998 will never die outfit.
Sup girl. And someone was like, yo, you trying to outdo us all? No, this is just natural. Don't take no offense to it. This is just.
Because my mama said, nah, let me do something. 98 forever.
Well, who cares? What about
y'all? Y'all lucky.
We had a nice, classy interview going until y'all.
Y'all lucky. I don't have a piece that hangs down to here. You know what I mean?
I'm so lucky.
With Jesus on it, just like this.
What's that?
But I put the diamonds in his eyes, like the blue diamonds, like the.
Then he's not dead.
He's mad woke.
See, every day I'm like this. Not just on the impact wearing my bandana the way I wear it. It's every day. This is my life. Pretty oh, sick. So we were talking about woke, right?
Woke, right.
No, and we were talking about some other shit.
Alright, no mercy for sure. But on the side note here, we're talking about Holla If You Hear Me by Tupac Shakur.
Holla If You Hear Me!
Right? And the imagery in the video about young black kids getting killed by cops, still relevant to this day, and that's sad to me. It's not like, oh, Pac was, it's just still sad. That is 19. That was 92, 3, 4,
and around that era. And it's still relevant to now.
Yeah.
Because it always and nothing's changed. It always comes around full circle.
Yeah. I just don't understand it. Maybe because I am half white, that part I can't understand. I don't understand.
Like, I met your father. You're not half white.
He did meet my father. He did. My father's Bronx white.
Which means he's like partially Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah, he a Negro, bro. No one about
he it. Dropped the N-word. He dropped the N-word and everything with Albert.
He
talked about Kevin Garnett. I thought he did.
Why are you snitching on his dad?
No, I was snitching on my father. My father's a nut job. You know that. All the sayings that
he's
I have.
Deep. But he's deep.
He's deep.
Deep in a real mental.
What is fine? What does fine mean?
This is one of my father's favorite lines.
This is deep. This is real deep.
What does fine mean? Every time I would say, "Yeah, Dad, I'm fine," he'd be like, "No, you're not. You know what fine means? Fucked up, insecure, neurotic, and emotional." And I'd be like, "What?" No.
In other news.
Oh, all right. He wants to go on to something else.
We got NBA Live we can talk about here.
Bro, that's true. That was dope. That was dope.
My man's working on it.
You working on the game?
He made the trailer. He made the trailer for NBA Live 19.
Yo, talk to the people about that, bro. How is it like making a video game?
Yeah,
bro? That's impressive, bro. Like, you got to sit in front of like a screen for hours, like motion capture.
It's a lot of moving parts, though. So, like, it was me and like six other guys, one guy named Antonio, like a couple other capture guys. Basically, which is they came with a vision, and I just had to put players around the equipment,
right?
And just make it work. So, I had to make the outfits come together. So, literally, how the trailer was, we focused on three guys called The One, and I literally took three faces, put hair on them, put facial hair, put tattoos to like the
full. I'm gonna need live. Legit to y'all visually, probably way better looking than 2K. 2K is great. I love 2K,
bro.
But also 2K.
I'm not gonna sit here and that's it. Gets a lot. I actually agree with that, bro.
You look at it, bro.
And it's just visually so much smoother.
Right.
Because I played both, you know, and I'm like,
right,
yeah, and it's a lot smoother.
Yeah. Was it NBA Live first?
Yeah, that was way before. The OG.
Yeah,
I was. Yo, the best one ever, and I'm biased, was 2000.
Right. NBA Live 2000?
Yeah, it's because they had Tim Duncan.
Yeah. Spurs fan, unite, baby.
I'm biased.
Spurs fan, unite, baby.
I think that was either that or Live 99 that had MJ in it. So that could have been another reason why.
I think that was
That was the first time he was out in a video game with his license name and all that.
So it might have been
2000?
So it might have been 99. But it was 2099 MJ was in there.
Because he just wasn't the player?
So it was like you played a one-on-one, check the ball, and if you beat him, you walked up. I remember that. He was wearing the red shirt. That was the one. I remember that. I had to beat him in the game of 21. Yeah, exactly. I used to get my ass dusted in 21 by Mike.
Man, listen.
I got real close because the only person that could keep up with him was Kobe.
Kobe or Iverson, because Iverson can get to the basket quicker, and he can also rip him.
Yes.
But anyone else would just get dusted.
No, it was so hard, that was the most frustrating part ever.
I don't think that's a pretty good concept. They should do that with all the legends in all basketball. They need to make people work for it.
They don't want to see Latrell Sprewell, though.
Hey,
yo, they yo, you know, all day. Yo, in story mode, they should offer something where you can choke the coach if you get
it should be a stress meter for everyone.
Yo, they should have it to where the camera's connected to your facial expressions in real life, and the more frustrated you get, you can be like, do you feel like going out? And then you can start a fight like the Pacers did. Yo, you can just go all out. Ron Artest it, and they should let you pick it like your frustration. Like, are you Ron Artest, man? Latrell Spiro mad, Kobe mad, Jordan mad. Like, who's Charles Barkley mad? You want to attack the mascot?
You want to attack the guy with the chicken nuggets?
Right. And then they should let you pinpoint. Who do you want to attack? The forward? The center? Who you got heat with right now? So,
is it like you like targeted like in like WWE?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, tell me this. I remember, I don't know why. I think because it was probably cheap. I remember my parents bought me the hockey game for NES.
Yeah,
and the only reason why I liked it, because you could fight. And it was like, you legit used to just try to foul dudes just so you can get into a fight. That was it.
Just make NBA Live like Def Jam Vendetta. Remember that?
That's a whole thing.
Why did they take out arcade mode?
So, for which one? Live?
Remember Live used to have the arcade mode? Yeah. You used to walk around and push. And then you could add the cartoon in there.
Turn the files off.
Yeah!
It was just, at that point in time when Elite didn't come out and 2K took over with 11 Michael Jordan, it was just that simulation type
right.
Took over. So,
man, y'all gotta offer that, man. Y'all gotta offer a real basketball and like an NBA Jam type mode. Yo, I killed it.
Here's my question.
Alvarez gonna try to get on the team.
Here's my question.
Because you just got the promotion.
The thing about Def Jam Vendetta is, so bringing back a Def Jam game would be amazing. It's just the loopholes and the licensing. Now you have to pay Def Jam, for one, you got to contract every single artist that's on there.
Also, too, do you really want to play a video game with Lil Yachty?
I'm saying bring back the old dudes just to play basketball.
It'd be fun doing that, but then it's like, you got to pay Def Jam all the royalties to bring that back. And you got to go find Ludacris to make sure he's okay with it. If he's not,
I was going to say just him. DMX, man.
DMX. Yo, that game, let's be honest.
If it wasn't for that game,
you wouldn't know who Joe Budden was.
Pump it up!
Because that game was featured on the song. And remember, the game came out before the movie, and his character didn't have, and he had a hoodie on. And then they had the one dude, come. That was his only song, and he had like, his story was he had like the messed up hands or whatever. Man, y'all don't get me started, man. Y'all know that was my era of rap. So you know, I know it all.
That sounds like
you. You know who always had low key the best soundtracks, bro? The Fight Nights, bro.
Fight Nights always had the best music soundtracks.
Fight Night.
It's boxing, man. Boxing is a sport. They jumped out the window. Also, like, you know,
I'm glad y'all use that engine for UFC, though.
Used to get it in with Left Hook Lacy, man.
Remember my first fight night with Roy Jones? He was unstoppable.
Once they changed the fight night,
Bernard Hawkins had the X on.
Haymaker.
So what happened? I was like, oh my UFC game. What'd you guys do with that?
So what UFC now is, UFC is on a new engine. That's why it looks beautiful. Their gameplay engine, they took some of the Fight Night incorporations into it with striking and countering and stuff. Yeah, right. So that's why it's very, it's way smoother than what it's
like. Yeah, yeah. I just don't like the submissions.
Same. I was going to be on any game with submissions.
But I'll tell you, it's hard to get out of there.
It's not fair.
Yeah, tricky. I agree.
Especially when you're online and you master it, and there, you know, there's always the lag. Yes, so, you know, if you master the lag, you master the internet. You're done.
You beat the internet. You broke it.
But speaking of Fight Night, if you got an Xbox One, you can go in the Xbox store and get Fight Night Champions. Get Fight Night Champion.
Yeah, when are y'all gonna make Fight Night? When are you gonna make Fight for New York backwards compatible for PS4?
Listen, that's something that I will.
Boy,
listen, a lot of these games are tricky.
It's a lot of loopholes.
Just stepped in the realm with one of the biggest gamers here, man. I'm
which
about
is good.
To add.
No, which is great.
Yeah,
great.
So y'all did a Way Out, right?
Yes.
Let me tell you something. That's probably one of the most beautiful. I almost punched my nephew. I'm not gonna give away the ending. But yes. I legit was like falling asleep, and then like the story started to pick up, and I was like, "Yo, wait a minute, yo!" I was looking at my nephew. I was like, "Yo, he got real heat right now." Yo, that was probably one of the most beautifulest gun stories in recent.
Like, I didn't get to finish it. I didn't like.
You gotta play it with somebody. That's the only way to.
I know.
Make it special.
I play with my homie Chrome online.
Don't do it online. Do it because you want to look at that person in the face. When I come in, we'll play.
It's a screen game. I think the best thing about that game, though.
I remember me and Trevor walked in.
Baby, I got that AC on.
Yeah. We walked in months ago.
And I told him, I was like, this game.
It's hot.
I told him, I said, this game is going to be on like a next level. Only reason why is that it's the first game that ever focused on co-op. Like, the first game that you have to play with somebody. Okay. Also, the dopest thing is you can buy it. We all can play with you without you having a game.
Yeah.
So all you gotta do is send us an invite, we can play. So only one person would need the game. So that marketing strategy is ahead of its time.
Yeah.
I gotta ask this question because every fan wants to know this. I gotta know this.
If you ask me about NCAA, I can't say a word.
Are we getting an NBA Street?
That the college football games didn't come out.
Yo, I'm gonna say right
anymore.
Now. They took risks. Like they took a lot of risks. Like even with the fans and the freshman stuff, recruiting. That was ahead of its time.
I was never into college ball, but I always liked the concept of taking your players from the college game
I might have made one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. That you'll never see a light of day because it's like the technology is so old now.
Yes.
Man, I aced all my classes. I threw for like 20,000 yards in college.
Jesus.
Took in the NFL. I had a 1,000-yard passing game. I kid you not. I had the GOAT quarterback of all time, and I want to do that on a PlayStation 4 so bad. But it's never going to happen.
Like you were saying, I'm just thinking about it now, like all the times I did that, where you created a guy and exported it to matter so
much. Do you know how much time was spent sitting on my homeboy's couch because I wanted to play something else, but he was too busy trying to get his dude through college? And his goal was to get all his, he was trying to get like each lineman, a quarterback, each position to the NFL and then make all of it one team. And I was like, yo, you working too hard. I'm over here trying to play Smash Brothers
Here's the real question.
He wants to be a rapper, man. Some of my friends are dope rappers.
All right, so all my fans, all the fans out here.
It's hot in here.
One, because my AC froze over, so we got to keep it
on. Can I open up this window?
You can do whatever you like.
Because, man, I'm sweating. I'm starting to sweat like a crackhead on trial. This just ain't real.
He is looking like Shaq at the free throw line right now. Oh! Or Patrick Ewing on a regular day. Oh!
My man used to sweat.
To anybody that's looking to get into the gaming world, to get into the position that you are now at EA, like, discuss the steps that you took from day one to where you are now. Like in a summary.
All right, I'm gonna be honest. I came in through EA volunteering. I had a torn quad. I was looking at a warehouse. I was supposed to move in Puerto Rico.
Right.
Stuff didn't fall through. Tore my quad at a warehouse. So I was volunteering for EA. So literally, I was getting rides up there for like an hour or 2 hours.
Oof.
Just giving free work, basically.
Yeah.
So then by the time I was able to walk and get back on my feet, I was like, yo, I'm gonna go get some money, hustle up, get a job. And it was like, just come work for us. So keep it in the buck, I lucked up. They offered me a QA position with mobile, so I was helping them with Madden Mobile, which is one of the largest grossing mobile games right now. NBA Live Mobile was coming out.
Yeah, my nephews play it all the time. Can't get them off of.
Yeah, it's ahead of its time right now, and the stuff that they're working on is clearly ahead of its time. So I was doing that, and then after 6 months, I was like, hey, like I can do more than just, you know, I got into a base level position, like I can do more than this. they gave me the opportunity to go to marketing and comms. That's how I learned how to market, network, and all that stuff. Gotcha. So then I left. I was off on my contract for 90 days, came back, worked on Madden Longshot for a little bit.
Yeah. Did you guys talk about that already?
Not yet.
All right, we'll get back to that.
Madden.
Is that the story mode.
So I worked on that for a little bit. And I realized, you know, being honest, I told them, I was like, I'm not really an asset here because the stuff that they want me to work on them with, I wasn't valued. I want to hoop. I want to play. I want to work on a hooping game. I can't NBA Live, and the rest has been good. 18 was amazing. 19 is going to be even better, so.
That's dope that they give you
opportunity.
Yeah, because you ain't got
a bubble. Hey, relax. Hey, chill. It was definitely something that I'm always, people that know me, I'm always appreciative of. It's like legit coming from the $10 an hour, trying to crack 60, 80 hours just to get some real money in my pocket to now being where I'm at.
I'm not going to say this out loud because I know you're a direct thing, but thank you.
I don't like secrets.
What he was talking about is fact that NBA Live, we don't monetize in our game in terms of like skill progression. So you don't got to buy VC and stuff like that. Which is cool for
everybody. Good for everybody.
The game's already expensive.
Everybody's different. So no shade to anybody. Everybody's different. But just we don't do that in our game. Our game is like, you want to be the best. You want to be a 99. You got to grind that out. Now, clearly, we're not going to make you grind for 100 years type stuff on top of paying, but we'll just be like, yo, you grind, put in X amount of hours, it'll pay off.
Because right. it is a little taxing to see somebody with a high rating on any game. They could be like Call of Duty or whatever. That's like high rating, but they play like ass.
Yes.
It's because they paid their way to get to that and just to get all the weapons.
What I have learned as a young guy, that's very annoying. If you're in a clan, what the clans will do is they'll all meet up and put it in themselves in the game, and they'll help level up one person in the clan just so they all have like the 99. That's what dudes used to do in SmackDown and stuff.
And which I liked about, because Destiny, when I first played Destiny, the shooting game, it was like, I like that because I can go in with him. He can be a level 20. Exactly. And I'm a 5. He can come through and help me beat my story mode progression and get better.
Yeah.
Right.
Whereas in just paying for
it. Or you could come down and help me.
Yes.
Because he's higher rating.
And we could just freeze through it. I just like how we work.
So y'all doing another division too, right?
No, that's not us.
That's Ubisoft.
But actually they are though. They already announced.
Remember EA trying to do wrestling video games?
Yeah.
WCW
Mayhem. Yes, sir.
WCW was already in the can, though. Yeah. So it's like, what could they have done?
It was that, but it's also just by that time, WWE No Mercy, WWF.
They found their groove.
WrestleMania 2000, you wasn't messing with that.
Yeah, they found their groove.
You could never break out of a finisher on the
world. Hell no.
When Stone Cold had that stunner and that's just that special?
There was a cheat. I think it was if you use the stick, you would have.
Don't do no good in 2018. I tell you that right now.
We could have used
that bitch back.
Yeah, but you know what? I had the Japanese game, the old Japan
version. I have
virtual.
I still have it. Yeah, I have it. Yeah.
I showed you in the room.
I didn't know you had. No, I didn't.
My man.
I saw No Mercy, but I didn't see.
No, the Virtual Pro Tuesday.
Did you know with Kenta Kobashi? He had an extra finisher. If you do the stick, he does his finisher. And then if you do it again, his meter will set on fire. What? And then he does the burning hammer.
Yeah, but it's also if you have him in the corner, he does the burning hammer.
No. But he does, like, if you do this, you do this, you know, when it's blinking,
yeah.
The stick, he'll do the special time. If you do it again, he'll do the big power up, and he'll go on fire, the crowd will go erupt. And then if you grab him and do it, then he'll do the burning hammer.
Oh, no, that's hard.
Yeah. Which he's only done 7 times.
Whatever, I'm not gonna argue. I'm pretty sure you know more than I think it was 4.
I probably think I'm probably wrong. I think for some reason the number 7 is in my head. We almost argued about this last night at the Ale House.
We did.
But nah, I didn't call that an argument. We kind of just stopped.
Y'all bickered.
Yeah, because then I was like, you know what? Let's look at the women around there. And then I went, there's no women. And then by that time, you were off on some other subject. So, you know what I mean? So long shot.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The reason why I like that so much is because it seemed like in every other, like in the basketball games or any other game, they always had like a story mode.
Yeah.
And Madden never had a story mode. Like, how'd you guys finally come up with that? Do you know?
From my understanding, it was something I was in the market for a long time. But also, which is cool because there's a lot of casual football fans that don't understand football. They don't know how to run a play. They don't know what.
Oh no! Yeah.
I thought one of the coolest things that they did was like, Devin Wade.
Seven times? What's my name? Kobashi-san.
he won it with every match. My bad.
But nah, damn, I lost my train of thought.
All right, so people don't know.
Yeah, but Devin Wade, who's like the main character.
And yeah.
And Cole, who's his friend. But you'll see Devin Wade go through playbooks with like Dan Marino and stuff. And,
which I thought was great.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool.
It was tricky. Remember the plays?
Yeah. But he was like, I'm going to call this a G here. Call it back to me.
And yeah,
like,
that shit was tough.
XYZ slant.
I was like, I'm done.
Before, and I was like, oh no, restart.
But see, that is something that
I turn off the whole system.
Oh, I did. But not even in the rest mode. Just like, nope. Turn it off.
Turn PS4 off. Thank you. Yep.
And then let me breathe for 5 minutes. And then I go back on.
He had a notepad out next time.
I was like,
cheating bastard.
Nah, I did. I love that. Because I think that vision was something that Madden should have done a long time ago, but the fact that they did it, it grasped in a lot of kids to understand the game of football.
Yeah, because like I told you, we seen it in like the NBA games or whatever, but we never seen it in the Madden game. Because
the last time we seen it was Superstar Mode for Madden 2005.
Which was incredible.
Hopefully they continue with the long shot thing, like do something else.
Speaking of music, that like the soundtracks was the one thing that I feel like was. NBA, the EA killed it on every sports game.
Yeah,
the soundtrack was always bumping.
The baseball game?
Always bumping.
I don't know. Those soundtracks on EA,
he said Spider Loke was the reason we played Madden on mute. Nobody remember that line? Come on, man.
I ain't gonna lie. That was the greatest era. 300 bars and running?
Yeah.
Had my young behind like, oh, I hate 50 Cent. Dog, yes.
I couldn't hate
50 Cent.
But 50 had us hating Ja Rule.
Dog.
Loving him. The game had us hating Ja Rule.
You guys hating him. I'm from New York. I couldn't hate 50.
I can't hate 50 either, bro.
I'm going to tell you right now. Listen.
But I'm a big stan.
Only people that can't
I'm not objective with 50 Cent.
Yeah, of course.
That's the only, like, there's.
I can't hate.
I'm not
objective. My man came from Queens, homie. Shot cut so many times. It's still there.
I can't turn on 50.
Pause. New York people never turn on New York people. 50.
Oh, no, we do. Ja.
Yeah, I was like, he turned his back.
Listen, 50 Cent, the reason why it took rappers 20 years to come back together after like beefing. He separated everybody.
Ashanti was Ja Rule and Ashanti finally trying.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Hold on, what?
Ja Rule and Ashanti got a joint collaboration coming project.
Recently?
Yeah.
It's coming.
It's like 20 years.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie to you. I do think when you think of music, I think Drake. But due to singing and rapping, reminds me of Ja. Not as lyrical, because he's clearly a better rapper than Ja, in my opinion. But I think as an artist, he reminds me of Ja.
Why are you making these collab albums when you cold as hell in these streets?
It doesn't matter.
Like it's also mad.
One street
to be good about himself, AB. Ooh.
Yeah. let's not forget. Last time Ja Rule put his name on something was that little party thing that they did, and nobody showed up. They was out here serving.
People showed up, and he took all the money.
And he gave them sandwiches just with lettuce and fucking
like
tomato.
The stuff they give you like in summer camp.
Yeah, like dead ass.
So, the little chocolate box cheese. Milk and the little
cheese. The ham's like this thick.
That sounds like a juvenile detention.
I was saying sports games have become like a huge part in like the music industry because they've introduced many artists.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
because
yeah.
I remember he didn't do anything, but I remember everybody was singing that Fat Al song, and it was on the on the beginning of Madden. It's like it's the Fat Al man from the slab.
Yeah, I got that on my phone.
That's a Texas term. That whole song is a Texas term. He used a bunch of Texas references, and I was kind of like,
"What the hell is it?"
Yeah, he's not from Texas, so I was confused. Yeah. But I was like, "Yo, that's that." Because I Didn't Came Down as a very, it's a classic tape. Like DJ Screw, shout out.
Yeah, 27.
I remember. But, I'll never forget. Madden 04 had the Killer Mike track on there.
Yes,
Mike Vick.
Dog.
Bro, I knew Killer Mike from the Outkast track.
Right, the whole world. Fire.
But when that beat dropped and he spit them hot verses on that, I was like, yo, Killer Mike.
So, you know what? Speaking of Madden 04.
LimeWire.
You know that Mike. You
know LimeWire about that? Shit,
Michael Vick is the best Madden player of all time.
That is the best. There is no comparison.
Yo,
he was unstoppable in that fucking game.
It's a legit fact.
It was the...
It's like, he was the best
Madden player. You know what? Nobody beat him.
Like,
you couldn't catch him.
You can create any game. Other players. Like for us, we were like, they literally said, I couldn't create a player as good as Michael Vick was the best player.
Of all time. It was a Walter Payton of the. Remember how Walter Payton was the greatest player on Tecmo Bowl? My cousin,
he knows about that shit. No, it wasn't just I'm a Giant fan. It was Bo Jackson.
Oh yeah, sorry, it's Bo Jackson. I'm sorry, it's Bo Jackson. My cousin legit used to put Michael Vick on his kickoff return.
Yo, yes, you can catch
him. And once he got to the outline, it was done.
But also, what you do when you doing shotgun formation, literally let them chase you. You run backwards.
Old Madden trick where you run 50 yards back and then you...
Because he had the throwing power that was like 97.
Dude, he had 99 overall.
He was everything.
No, he was 95.
He was 99.
I remember that.
He never got a Super Bowl. Unbelievable.
Well, because he got himself a trophy.
Yeah, well...
And also, that Eagles year, he could have got it.
Agreed. Oh, with the drill and... No, that was different.
This was Deshaun.
It wasn't McCoy. Was it McCoy?
Deshaun Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
And LeSean McCoy?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The Eagles got lucky this year. We don't talk about the Eagles.
You're a Giants fan. Stop playing.
I'm thinking about Live 03.
What's up?
Oh, remember?
Tell myself,
it's the year 2003. Remember Freeway? Freeway.
It was Freeway, Memphis Bleak, Just Blaze.
Yes. I ain't gonna lie.
Snap.
No disrespect to y'all. It ain't much Memphis Bleak I'm listening to.
That first album was good. The way you get into this fight with me, that's the way you hate on Rockefeller. I was the kid when you went through my CD case. It started with it had Reasonable Doubts, and then it had Volume One, and then it had Streets Is Watching. I had them all in order from all the way from the release days, and then I had all the Beanie Sigels, and I had all the Memphis Bleaks. I even had the
Hold up.
You bought a Million album?
Just because it was a part of the My thing was, I used to love looking at the back of the CD, and they just be like, coming soon.
Yeah,
and you'd be like, I'm going to get that. Because Master P used to do that.
Remember them days?
And some of those didn't come out from Master P. However, that was my jam.
That's a fact. He would have somebody do that too. I wasn't Shady. Don't Limit had new members every album.
Every album. And you were like, who the hell is this? But I'm gonna buy it though.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
You're like, who the hell is
that's true. But the Rockefeller was my jam.
My favorite was C Murder. Out of that whole
No Limit. Yo, did you hear about
Yeah, he's gonna be free, right?
He about to come out. The witness admitted that they lied on him.
No! How many years has it been?
Hold on, what's the point now? Right, so spin this around. Hold on. So if EA had a game like that.
So for
y'all who don't know, C Murder, the murder of the brother Master P, other rapper, whatever.
F the mother N words, because I'm down for my N words.
One of the hottest tracks of all time.
That's one of the dopest beats I ever heard on a
WWE, but WWF Aggression, when they made the track Triple H. Yes, sir.
He was
hit with a murder charge. How many years ago now? 20 some years ago.
Yeah.
So speak on this now. What happened?
So the key witness that said they saw C Murder shot the teenage kid.
Yeah.
Admitted that they lied at the police officers at that time pressured them.
20 years later.
That's crazy.
20 years later.
And you know what's gonna happen? They probably gave him $100, but you're free. Bye.
Master P probably finna do real good by that dude.
Oh no, yeah, no.
They finna take care of
it. But also I'm pretty sure Master P finna press that legal button like he ain't
like there's no
before. I'm
like,
telling you right now. Why not? My goal in life is to make a lot of money. And take it to Master P. legit.
You will find a way to make that.
Have him teach me how to triple my money. Did you see he offered that to Kodak Black, and Kodak Black thought he was trying to play him.
Yeah.
He was like, fine, if you don't want me to help you, then I won't help you. And I was like, that is one of the greatest hustle. Dude started from the trunk of his car, selling albums to a billionaire. You know what I mean? Like, his son had pet tigers. Like, you know what I mean? You can't. His son had an elevator in his house. His son had one. Remember how little kids used to
drive? Yeah, I remember that.
He legit had, like, a gold, like, BMW, like, one of the little toy cars. And I was like, hey, you doing too much.
Bro, you know what I'm saying? Why are they talking?
Why are they talking?
You know what's crazy, bro? Listen.
Little Romeo is one of the most irrelevant, relevant niggas in the fucking industry. But that dude got money, and it don't even fucking matter. Like, he's irrelevant as shit. But he paid, though, bro.
But he, and at he the same time, that's the reason that I wouldn't want to listen to a dude like that, because that's what he's doing with his money.
What?
I do understand, like, oh, this is how you can make that money, but seeing what he's doing, that I want to see how you
But he still has that money, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's not broke.
He's not broke.
Oh, no, he's
that
not.
That dude has, like, TV shows. He has his hands in productions. Like, that dude is smart.
You come up with a gold-plated driving anything, I got a problem with you.
Here's the deal.
Dame Dash? I'm sorry, you heard about Dame Dash?
He goes straight broke.
He ran up. He ran up on some church.
Leroy Daniels was like a film director.
Lee Daniels.
Yeah, Lee Daniels is like a film director. And what happened was, when he was starting his come up, he was having trouble getting his movie funded.
Yeah.
So Dame loaned him $2 million, and the other eight million was funded by a bunch of sponsors and companies.
Yeah.
So when the movie came out and it was like he basically took a loss, he said he was going to pay him his $2 million back in 2 months. Never happened. So it's been literally 15-16 years.
Oh, and now he's running up on him.
He's been ducking him.
And these weren't like small projects. Like Precious came from this.
Yes.
Butler with Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah.
Came from that.
This is real.
Yeah.
But those are small projects. I ain't gonna lie to you. Somebody owed me $2 million. And you walk up to him and how like he was aggressive with it, but he ain't putting no hands or paws. Like, that's different.
All he did was make sure he had a camera. He protected himself because he had a camera.
Yeah, and
he admitted that he owed him the money.
Yep.
He caught the admission. I'm gonna pay you back. So literally, he can't back up now. He can take that to court.
He sued. He's in trouble.
Yes.
Which is going to get to that.
He done.
Like, nah, Dame's in the street. I don't see Dame taking it to the court.
No. 2018 Dame.
For the mill?
2002 Dame. Different story. 2001 Dame. Different story.
If this was 99, 98, it would be different.
Dame, he killed Rock.
Bro, he's about to kill Lee Daniels.
You can't be
owing me $2 million when you walk around with $20 million.
That's a fact.
That hurts.
I would have took your shoes.
Yo, at least you slept for $20 million, but $2 million?
Is that wrong? It's shoes. It's Rolex. Something I would have took for collateral.
How much that watch cost?
Give me your house.
I got $20 million. I'm buying new shoes.
Oh, you got a beeper? You a ball or something?
If I got $20 million. I need $20 million worth of shoes.
Yeah. I don't know.
And there ain't no shoe in the world.
That's a fact.
There ain't no closet in the world.
Yeah,
no.
That's a fact.
That's enough of that. So, what else is going on in the world today?
Besides Childish Gambino stealing songs.
What did he steal?
Oh, you heard about that?
This
is America.
This is America. Yeah, what's by Jace Harley.
Ed Sheeran, too. He's getting sued by the
Ed Sheeran. Is getting caught up.
Yeah, is he?
Gay family, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yo, so, I'm sorry. Let me say this. To all you artists out there, I don't care. I don't care how hot that beat is. Do not take one snip of a sample from the Marvin Gaye family. They will sue you for everything they want, every dime. If you hear one little drum, they're going to sue you. So many rappers are broke from that.
So break down what happened. What's going on with the whole source of this whole thing? So Ed Sheeran? So, getting sued.
Right. He's getting sued. From who? Who are you talking about? The Marvin Gaye family?
Yes. No, break it down for the listeners.
Break it down from like even the Robin Thicke situation, like Blurred Lines, right? That's a better explanation of like the Marvin Gaye family.
Okay.
So what happened was Pharrell took the beat. Yep. He sampled Got to Give It Up.
Yep.
Got to Give It Up. If you hear it, it sounds damn near identical, just a switch and less drums, less snare. More of the rhythm to the beat. You know, got to give, you know that song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But just mainly the beat, the bass line. The bass line covers the whole song. So, right, exactly. Yeah, so he didn't take, Pharrell didn't get the permission, the clearance permission. He just used it.
Yep.
And he went online to, you know, you can clear samples going online and clear a sample paid a little bit of money.
Right.
He didn't get the permission from the family.
Ah.
See, the way the Gaye family is, if you contact them, and you let them know, they might give you half the credit. They won't take the full publishing, but when you don't do that to them, you ain't going to make a dime. Robin Thicke don't make a dime off Blurred Lines now. He makes nothing off it now.
You think Slicks want to get to that?
People keep stealing moves.
It's going to eventually get to it.
How's it going to come to that when there's no union in wrestling?
Well,
we can't even agree.
That's why we
If someone sues me for taking something, all they're going to get is a pack of cigarettes.
Bro, we can't agree on trans. We can barely agree on trans.
Let alone, yeah. Come on. But Trouble Man, T.I. used Trouble Man. He must have asked the gay for that.
Yeah, he must have.
He must have. Had to, yeah.
They use the whole they ain't gonna give him no percentage. See, that's all for free, bro.
Bruno Mars, he takes a lot of cadences and a lot of stuff. Like that song, what is that song? Sunshine. What is that Bruno Mars song?
Everybody not Lil Flip Sunshine. That's my shit.
Treasure. Treasure. He took that from another artist, and I prefer the other song than Treasure. Treasure is a good song, don't get me wrong, but he took the cadence, he took the beat, and I'm pretty sure he probably played the dude, but he probably paid him. But I was like, I like that version. I like his version a lot more better. Like his version sounds way more better.
What a Childish Gambino takes. I bet some.
But he took me.
I think it's a coincidence.
No, we were just listening to it before
he took it, bro.
I'm gonna tell you why it's not a coincidence. The song came out 2 years ago. The only thing about it, it only had 5,000 views. So nobody seen that.
Yeah.
So basically he took, I don't know if he got the producer or whoever, but somebody literally took the beat, changed the snare, because the snare drum on the original version is sped up. They slowed it down, add a little more bass, a little more drums.
And they changed that intro.
Yeah, and they changed the intro a little bit more to make it more of like...
Wow, because the intro is what really does it
for me. The intro is freaking fat.
It probably took that nigga 15 minutes.
I legit can listen to that.
Yeah, it probably took 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, that's beautifully done. But on the intro, but on social media, they have Jay Farrell. What's his name? Jace Harley?
Yeah.
Jace Harley, the artist, tweeting saying like, yo, man, he did a wonderful job with the song. He credited Childish Gambino, praised him and everything, and let it keep moving. So he's not really. I don't think he's gonna. There's no fight there.
No, it's not. But
he probably kills credibility.
He loves. Yeah. Like, I think he like. That's if anything, this controversy gets him publicity.
Yeah, shit, gets him out. Shit, drop a tape tomorrow.
But like now is the time to put music out, Jace.
We ain't gonna do it. Hey,
now is the time to hit the airwaves. I want to hear this dude drop.
He's gonna wait 20 years.
That dude that's supposed to be riding for Drake. What was his name? Quentin Miller.
Yeah,
he put out some shit. He should have kept that.
Yeah.
Now it's a difference. Now some artists don't put out music. If you know your shit,
he ain't lying.
That depends on if you're
ghostwriters don't say anything.
But see, so that's the thing though, because a lot of ghostwriters, they can write good music. They can't deliver it.
They got no delivery to say that.
Now a lot of artists were saying that too. Yeah. Like they love Quentin Miller's music.
Yeah.
But they hate his voice. Yeah, his voice is trash.
His delivery is not good. Stoop, like shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
it's good.
It's not, it's
like, really I'm sorry.
Yeah, but no,
it's really dumb. A lot of artists can't do it.
I heard this freestyle. The freestyle when Pusha dropped his shit, which was very fucking disrespectful. But
Quinn, it was so good.
The one on Drake.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I didn't get into that.
That was really disrespectful.
You didn't like the Pusha T?
It was Shade Room. It was Shade Room.
Not what it used to be, man. It's not like it.
We spoiled, bro. We spoiled.
Back then,
we were spoiled, bro.
When he said you're hiding a child, I went to rap.
For me, it was before that. When he said your father left at 5, hell of a dad thing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, hold on. What you just said?
Yeah.
Like, no, see, ACA, I feel you though, because see, this time of him actually addressing Drake and saying something, it's kind of like we play it up a little bit because nobody's doing it.
Right.
But it's been back young. Then. Back then, this was the warm-up.
Also,
this was like the prequel.
But I'm also not feeling it. I'm also not feeling it because no one's giving Drake the flack that they gave Meek Mill. And you know what I mean? Like, no one's going after Drake like, yo, where's this? Like, no one is yet.
Social wrote Drake ass for not responding.
Yes, but it killed Meek Mill's career. It hasn't killed Drake.
Think about it. Drake is smart. The motherfucker dropped a Degrassi reunion.
Yeah, right away. And everybody
forgot.
Who's in
Drake? No, Drake has somebody telling him what to do.
Somebody, you know who it is? It's Jay Prince.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, there you go.
And nobody.
Of course.
Nobody crosses Jay Prince.
Of course not.
If Jay Prince told the world... Yeah, if he said to the world, stop rotating, the world would
But you stop.
But see,
look, Jay Prince is not
Jay
that
Prince
dude.
Jay Prince had Floyd Mayweather running like that.
Yeah, like, he's not that dude. He that OG, but he was the one.
He was talking with his son, right?
They had and also the Skittle Demon, Tekashi 6ix9ine, better be careful messing with the Prince boys.
Yeah, and also messing.
Know what's going on with that?
With Chicago,
I swear to the cops.
They was in. I know. Same.
I swear.
What's going on with this?
So I swear to cops.
It was in Houston.
I swear he an agent.
Honestly, I agree. But
there you go.
He like Haitian Jazz.
And Jazz Prince, like Jay Prince Jr., the younger one.
Okay.
Not Jazz Prince that worked with Drake, the younger one.
Okay.
Yeah. He was having a party and Tekashi had to pull up and he was like, nah, you gotta check in, you ain't check in, but this is my stuff. It's closed off.
Right.
So then Tekashi tried to get crazy and he was like, this ain't really what you want. So what he did was that Tekashi was performing in Houston or Texas somewhere. He pulled up with his boys, got on the stage, and was like, where the fuck is 6ix9ine at? Like, you supposed to perform. Imagine somebody calling you to the stage with, like, 30 people.
But he said that, I mean, it was a smart move. It was a street move. He was like, why would I show up?
Of course,
he was like, why would I show up, you know, when people are looking for me?
Of course.
He's like, he
brings all that shit to him.
He brings all that negative shit to him.
Nothing but a draw.
And his look Sheldon right in the eye, he just went, I'm a draw. And Sheldon's like, oh, I get it.
Now. I get it now.
He's like, I get it.
But see, the thing is, nowadays,
he's gonna look like, a barrel of the gun up and say, I'm a troll. Like, see what happens next.
When you want to be a troll, but you want to be a street nigga, or, you know, you can't be both. Because, as we see, unfortunately, with like the XXX kid, like he was actually, I believe, in the street. Like he was a legit street
kid. Yeah, he was.
And he got ran up on, unfortunately. It's like,
for his back. That's
the type of shit that kind of happens. But it's like.
We were talking about this last episode, and they were talking about like, he was changing his life around. He was doing good. He was trying to like motivate the youth. Yeah. He was actually trying to preach that good thing.
I'm
like,
he did, man. Sometimes you can't come back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But you go too far to do certain things, and try to come back from it, especially.
He was 20. Now let's not forget Chris Brown and a lot of other people that we still look up to and praise did some fucked up shit.
But Chris Brown also stood in front of the judge and got what was done for him.
He's repeatedly
messed up. And I love Chris Brown. I think he's talented.
But he
has paid for his crimes. He keeps messing up. You know what I mean? He does a lot of stupid stuff. But he sat in front of the judge. And you know what I mean? And he got all those crimes, dealt with. Like, everything that he did, he paid for, you know what I mean?
Oh, no,
I don't agree with what he did, but he paid his time to society, you know what I mean?
But I
gotta watch the documentary, because it really goes into
great
detail about everything.
You can tell from the preview that he was getting into some real nitty gritty shit about him and Rihanna.
Where's
she from? The Bahamas? Where's she from?
Bahamas.
No, she's from
Barbados.
Yeah,
Barbados. She probably not. And I like Riri. But she definitely punched him in the face several times, probably.
And it's all about the narrative of what the media wants to spin. It's just like Bobby Brown and Whitney.
Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Was from that's the American streets. Way.
Right.
You know what I mean? Whitney was real grimy, but that's not what the media wanted us to know. They wanted Bobby was the bad dude.
They wanted Whitney.
What was she from? Jersey?
Yeah.
You named somebody sweet from Jersey.
No. You need a bad guy and you need a good guy. Like, and before she met Bobby, she was the princess of like pop music.
Yes.
She was a princess. She sparkled up all bright and everything.
Yes. Man, she was sniffing that shit back then.
She was saving all of
us. Let's go to the mall.
Yeah. She was saving all love for you.
Yeah, I remember though, the media will always turn anything.
Of course.
Anyway, that will sell papers
or
sell the vlogs, whatever. Yeah.
That's why I don't watch the news. That's not informative to me.
No, I don't watch nothing because I don't care enough anymore.
Same.
Because everything to me on TV or on the internet is fake.
Yeah,
it's not. It's partial truth.
But that's the problem. That's the biggest fucking problem about social media.
And you gotta look and try to find the truth.
Because it's a goddamn show,
that's
damn it.
Not the N-bomb.
I made a deal
with my nephew that I wouldn't use the N-word anymore.
You don't have to, I will.
You never told
me. But anyway, that's the problem. Because we look at a dude, a little young 20-year-old kid in his car shot.
Yep.
And people are videoing it.
Yes.
And then everybody's running up, that's fake. That's fake. That's not real. That's fake. Somebody
wants. There's no blood.
They're already taking all the seriousness away from it and like not realizing, yo, that's somebody's son. That's a human being shot in a car right now.
Same thing with XXX, but everyone was just trying to like
That's what I'm saying. That's what you're talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
You said in the Bronx.
No, no, you said Bronx.
No, the Bronx was the other kid.
No, so speaking of that, that's not what I'm gonna cut you off, but that was the most grimy shit because you had a bodega. Everybody's watching you.
And no one's
outside.
And no
one's poked multiple times.
No one's stopped.
Nobody's doing nothing.
No. Nothing. They're watching. Nobody.
That's the difference of society now.
That's crazy.
And someone actually filmed with someone, or they.
It was a camera.
But even with that, it's like I had a bodega. It's like you see this young boy getting drug out. Now I ain't saying go out there and swing, but you can call 911.
Everybody in there buying quarter juices and shit. Everybody can fucking call a damn.
This young man, 15 years old, had to run to a hospital after getting stabbed.
Called himself. That's crazy. They said he crawled and dragged himself. Died right outside the hospital.
That's crazy.
Over mistaken identity.
Now the community, like, no, one person isn't going to go up and fight and help this
person. Hell no.
But a community of people could have saved this boy's life.
Yeah.
A community.
Yeah.
And we're not a community anymore.
And now everybody's so sad. Y'all actually didn't care when the boy was getting
shot. You should have cared when the kid got grabbed. Like, yo, why is this?
But you have this. Grabbed? Okay, so we can sit here.
Of course, he's easy outside looking.
So what are we going to do? How do we change this? What do, as African-American men, how do we change this?
I'm a mutt.
Yeah. I'm a straight guy. You with us.
No, you're right.
You're in this house.
You already in. I feel like that's the thing in any type of community, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Korean. I feel like when a certain thing, race-wise, especially black people, let's talk about us, right? When we see police brutality, we love to get on that shit. But when we know your homeboy down the street trying to go pop Ray Ray from across the block, you like,
hey, you guess it up.
It's black. You know, no one says nothing against black on black crime, right. but they'll say something about a cop, or white.
I feel like that's the biggest problem we have because we're hypocrites. We will let you kill, like, they'll let him kill me and you kill him, but they won't let somebody. Fucking Sean, a white boy Sean.
Because it's easier to push. It's easier to push the racial agenda than it is your own agenda. Also, too, you have to think about it. I believe before we can fix anything on the outside, we got to really focus on the things on the inside. And I remember I had this talk with Shane Taylor on the way to Dallas last weekend. And I was saying, I was like, man, you know, one of the best times in America for African-Americans was when we had Dr. Martin Luther King and we had Malcolm X.
Yep.
Because we had two revolutionary fighters fighting for us. Martin Luther King, I believe, was doing it on the outside and Malcolm X was doing it on the inside.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
We needed both.
We needed both. And then we lost those, then we lost away.
You also have those two young men.
Keep going.
They're total opposites.
Yes.
Of the spectrum.
Absolutely.
And that's what you need. You need good, you need bad.
Are you talking about Malcolm X and
yeah, all? Yeah, but like not even bad. What I'm saying is you need two different things.
But it's the Tupac, like we talked on the way here. You know, in the '50s it was please let us say that it gets more aggressive.
It gets more aggressive.
That was the greatest analogy. I'm aggressive.
I also believe like a lot of people bust my balls about, oh, Eddie, you know, with the black. It's because the way I grew up was, I'm Irish and Puerto Rican. Neighborhood I grew up in, the Irish side didn't take me in.
Right.
The Puerto Rican side was very doubtful with me.
Right.
The black kids took me in.
Right.
So I hung out with the black. Now, I would never say I know what the black man goes through because my skin color is white.
Right.
So yeah, there's plenty of times where I was out there with the guys doing their dirt, and they would look at me and be like, go home.
Right.
And then look at them and I'd be like, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
Right.
But the way I look at it, with black, white, green, yellow, and this is kind of a negative way to look at things. The way I was raised and what I believe in, the world is a fucked up place.
Yeah.
And it's always going to be like that. Why? Because human beings are the most dangerous animals, mammals, animals, whatever, in the world. Because we know what's good and we know what's bad. We just don't go on instinct.
Yep.
Like, I can't blame a dog. If I walk in the house every day and I kick that dog, I can't blame that dog at some point when I just open the door. Somebody attacking me.
Right.
It's instinct.
Right.
You know what I mean? But me as a human being, I should know right or wrong.
Yeah.
And that's what's scary.
Right.
And I hate to say it because, like, just things I've seen on the news, around my way, I've seen the ugliness of this world. And it's not fair, it's not right, but it almost seems like, to me, if the world got better, I would be going like this, when does the other shoe drop?
Right.
When's this evil that's going to pop out?
Right.
We can't enjoy too much good because we expect something bad to follow.
My man Lloyd Banks said, you know, you can't blame us because the rain raised us.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. But that's what it is. Like, remember as a kid watching the riots in LA just being like,
yeah, what the hell is going
what
on?
Is it, what is this? You know what I mean?
Right.
And then even now, I was with a certain female, and we were discussing kids one day. My kid would have been Irish, Puerto Rican, whatever, and black.
Right.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm watching young black men getting killed.
Yep.
And I legit teared up.
Right.
Because I said, imagine if my kid comes out black.
Yeah.
I got to sit here as a father
and tell him,
listen, you're screwed.
Yeah.
You either get that education up real quick,
or you get a mean jump shot.
Yeah. It's just, the world is a messed up place, and I hate to say that it's never going to change, but I really truly feel it's never going to change because you're going to have evil people out there. Evil people who believe they're right. That's the scariest thing.
That's the scariest part.
Only when we keep promoting evil.
Yeah, but you also, like...
We keep promoting evil in every aspect of what we do.
Oh, and like, yeah.
Like the best video games aren't fun games, like, aren't, like, happy-go-lucky games. They're violent games.
Yes, very true.
The best movies are always the ones when people get shot, getting murdered, raped, the best scenes, rape scenes.
But I don't think that has anything to do with.
But that's teaching. That's teaching.
You can't just blame the youth. You have to also look at the parents who are sitting there going, no, you're not watching that. You know what I mean? You also have to have the parents to teach the youth.
So if that's the case, then if that's the case, we all should be hoodlums crazy because we all grew up listening to the DMXs. We all grew up.
Yeah, but I also, when I listen.
You know, one of my favorite movies is New Jack City. But why haven't I shut down an apartment?
We have great parents that limited what we were. We had
and you've met my father. My father's just like me in the sense of that's where I learned it from. The world is cold, bundle up. People think I say that in a promo. My father told me that today. My man, when you die, you're the only one in that casket. Told me that when I was younger. You know what I mean? Then the fine thing and all that. But it was because he was preparing me for that, for what is more likely going to happen.
Right.
Granted, I love my mother to death, my beautiful Puerto Rican mother. She was the one like, no, live and let live, and da 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 da. but she's also out of her mind because we react to what situation we're in.
Right.
And 9 out of 10 times, and I hate to admit it, 9 out of 10 times, it went back to what my father would have told me. Why my father told me this.
Cold world, no blankets.
Yeah, I mean, like, not here. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what sucks. That's what bothers me sometimes. Like, sometimes I'll just be up at night for no reason.
Right.
And I would think about that. So I'm like, oh, my God, thank God I don't have a kid. No offense to anyone who does. You know, God bless all your kids.
So,
but I get worried about that.
So, like, what was the struggle that you was going through? Like, back in, right before you got your job at EA, and like that whole scenario.
So, before I got there, I was, I was working at a warehouse, working in a freezer. It was, like, -8, -9 degrees. I was bundling up. I was working from 5 p.m. to like 3, 4 a.m. in the morning on a daily basis. And then how I told my quad was one of the forklift drivers being real reckless. And it was like right around like Thanksgiving time.
No.
Right. So I had a 40-pound turkey box. And so in the freezer, you drop ice on the floor, it ain't freezing. Like, that's basically a marble. Like,
you're done.
So forklift driver being real reckless spilled mad ice on the floor. So I'm turning with a 60-pound, 40-pound turkey box. And I went to turn, I stepped, my right leg went way back, the farthest I've ever seen it before in my life. And that was a wrap. I knew what it was when it happened. I knew what time it was. But then after that, it was like black and blue. It was numb. I couldn't feel my thigh or any type of feeling right here for about a year and a half.
I can't wait to use that as a way to insult somebody in turkey box.
But after that...
Next time I work for a white man, I'm going to say that so hard.
He thinks you're
ready to
turn on
my
cracker or something.
But it was crazy because even after that, I was on food stamps. I was literally just sitting at the house, like my mom and my dad. So I was like literally doing shit. And then,
so how old? It's like
this was a couple years ago.
Oh,
yeah.
How old are you?
26. Yeah, yeah. Wait, no, it's crazy. It was like a couple years ago, so it was like
you old too.
That's why
I'm the third. Well, I'm the third oldest right now.
I think I'm the oldest.
You the oldest. He's second. I'm third.
Real dumb. Age like wine,
partner. And that's why now, when I talk, because like I do, like when I was off my contract from EA, I went to like Winter Garden in the ghetto, as motherfuckers live with. You know what I'm saying? Like it ain't the ghetto; it's just people that get it how they live. And I went there. I was talking to kids from all ages, and I would sit there. My first time doing, I sat in a room with mostly young black girls. And I was like, "So tell me on a day to day basis what y'all deal with, because I'm thinking step outside of my." step outside myself. I want to see what y'all deal with. And these young kids were dealing with racism. Parents not even coming to get them. They say that school program all day and night, and people just got to bring them home. Like,
yeah.
And that type of shit. You sit back and like you see it growing up. You know what I'm saying? When you know, sometimes we got kids who don't got the perfect families, but when you got young kids and you're old and looking at them, you see the same pain that you saw your friends in them going.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, damn. So,
but you don't feel alone.
No,
you don't feel like you're the only one going through it.
Yeah, not at all. It's crazy. It was crazy.
Yeah, kind of sad.
So shit, nah, from that point on, when I realized that, I was like, yo, like I need to always step outside myself and always remember the youth is number one. That's why now, like I work clearly all the time. But then after that, my nephews, like they want to hoop, so I got an AAU team. Nah,
oh, okay.
Coaching them.
Oh shit, yeah, yeah. So, that's dope. Hey, okay.
Listen,
you need another hooper.
I'm at practice.
I'm down.
You don't even live here.
You're not gonna beat up on 12-year-olds, man. Come on.
You said I was gonna beat them up. I was just gonna hoop on them.
That's me. Yeah, I'm in the post, brother. Yo, give me that ball. That get was, off the way,
that
little
was,
man.
That was me. That was
me. Bill Lambert.
Yeah.
Give it to you. The most violent white man ever to play the game, Bill Lambert.
Nah,
Jordan hate, man.
But you know what's crazy, though? So I look at, I'm pretty sure everybody saw that stuff about them kids being in a prison, but they separated from their families.
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. Something about it. I ain't go too deep into
so,
it.
Me neither. Because, you know, me being around kids all the time, coaching, and then talking to kids, it's like, that shit really like struck a nerve. I was like, you really got kids in cages and they sleeping with like centerfold type aluminum looking
guys in prison have better
guys
who have murdered people
have better conditions than kids
who don't are just going with what
they're going, and it's sad because then
I don't understand how people can't I don't understand. Look, be racist, man, do you. I don't care. Just don't come near me with it, because it is what it is.
I'll come near my kids.
But a child.
Yes, that's different.
Black, white, green, yellow, whatever. It's a child.
It's different, man.
There's innocence to that. Yeah. There's a spark. There's a light in the child's eyes that you're killing.
Yeah.
Before it even gets a chance to experience life.
Yeah.
Now it's not right.
Now you got a little boy coming soon.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Right there, little boy coming soon. Little baby boy.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Now, what are the steps that right now?
You didn't name him Eddie.
Yes, you should.
Edward's a real strong
man. I haven't got a name yet, but.
That's what I'm saying.
Coming, like, what are the steps that we're going to take before this baby breathes life into this generation, this world? How are the steps we're going to take to keep them away from the shit that we're talking about now? This is the toughest shit that you got to think about now as an adult.
Nah, you're right.
I have two little girls.
Right.
Beautiful little girls, 8 and 6. And I think I live 1,000 miles away from them.
Right.
Like, I'm about to go see him next week, 4th of July. But, like, I think about that every day.
Right.
Like, because I'm not within hand's reach of them.
Right.
Every day. I call them. I make sure they're good. You know, like, how's everything? I feel like we have the trust enough that they tell me if something's wrong.
Right.
Because they're like, most of the time they do.
Right.
What are the steps that we take from right and safe? Away from all this madness, all this craziness. They don't go to these corner stores, get beat up, get stabbed, get away from all.
Yeah, I know the main thing for me is like, I know as my parents always showed me OD love. Like, even I was like, all right, y'all being mad, extra. But because now I know growing up, I knew what they were shooting me from. All the love and saying, nah, come inside at this time. No, do this. Like, just being straightforward. I knew growing up, I was like, yo, why the fuck y'all tripping? Like, I just want to stay and play this game. No, follow these rules. Be disciplined. Do this and do that.
Yeah.
So I think my main thing is, like, I'm going to just oversaturate this little motherfucker with the most love that you can get ever.
Yeah. I can respect that, man. Cause my father did that to me because his father's an old school Irish guy.
Same.
My grandfather never said he loved my father. Never said I love you to my father or to his brothers. His other kids.
Yep.
So I understand that, man. Like, and that goes a long way for kids, man.
It does. My thing was, the hardest thing I had to learn was being patient. Right. Patience was the most difficult thing, especially dealing with little girls. Because as a father to girls, you got to explain things differently. You have to be a lot of emotion.
Right.
You got to be patient. You can't just be like, oh, it's toughen up, little boy.
Yeah.
You can't do that with girls. You got to be really patient. You got to let them, why are you feeling like this?
Oh, really? You have to do all that?
For me and my girls, yes. Because, like, I want them to know that, like, even if I'm mad at them, boom, boom, yada, 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 yada. When they come at me for a hug, like, 3 minutes later, it's always here.
Right.
That's the toughest part about, like, the parenting. Like, knowing that they, no matter what, they can be comfortable enough to come back to you.
You want me to tell you the truth, though? You got to do that with boys now, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to do that with boys
now. Yep.
Yeah, nowadays, in today's world, it's not like it was back then, because me and my boys, I noticed that for a lot of men, especially young black men as well. Men in general, it's like, we already have a lot of hard time expressing our feelings, being able to talk. So that's why I let my kids kind of just talk, and I kind of just listen to them and kind of be patient with them and what they're doing. Usually, back in the days, father would be like, hey, stop doing that, sit down. Usually, I talk to them patiently, and sometimes I just let them talk, and I let them get their thoughts out, and I let them say what they got to say, even if it's just craziness.
Right.
But I let them say what they got to say, and I be patient with them, because nowadays, the last thing you want in today's world is a reckless young man. That's the last thing you want.
See, like, I understand that, but like...
What do you think? You disagree?
Me, I want to see
how my child expresses. I don't know, because I don't have a child.
I like to know how my child expresses.
Right, exactly. And that's what I'm saying. That's
how I know how they're going to handle certain
things. I want a child one day. I just don't think I'm going to meet the right one, because, God, women nowadays, we can go on that later.
Patience.
But, yeah. Patience. I'm not saying nothing to you, sweetheart. You got yours, all right? Let me get mine. Got sisters? You got best friends? If not, be easy over there. No. Like... I always wanted a child so I could see a part of me that's not messed up.
Right.
Not yet, anyway. You know what I mean?
Fix that shit. Fix all the problems that you had.
Come here! Anyway, start yelling. This is what you have to do! Please! Trust me! Trust me! Don't stab that kid with the pen. please! No,
I lived that life, so you don't have to live it.
The thing...
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Oh.
The thing with me is like, I was happy I was raised the way I was, and not saying not being able to show emotion, even though the Irish side of my family, which is all male dominated, that's what they taught me. Like, yo, buck up, man. Yeah, grandma's dead. Buck up. Let the women. We don't do that.
Right.
But also my father being the way he was like, yeah, we can do that in public.
Right.
But I just cried in the room by myself in the dark.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I think you need to show both sides of that.
Right.
Hey, my man. Or like I told you, what my mother calls it, being the Kennedys. Yeah. Everything in the house could be messed up, but just like the Kennedys, you go out there, it doesn't matter.
Smile away.
He's ODing on coke, but everything's great over here. We're about to have dinner. All right, you guys have a good one. You stupid mother. You know what I mean? But, and then, you know, I believe you need both sides. You need to be able to say to your kids or whatever, hey, man, this is what you do at home. This is your safe space. This is your house. This is your kingdom. This is your castle.
Right.
Outside, be a little wary.
Right.
There's very few people who I can show my emotions to. Now, when I have a couple drinks in me, it comes out to a lot more people. That's the Irish in me. That's the only way get a little bit of whiskey where I'm like, this is Shane. Shane, she loves me. And Shane's like, my man, this is the sixth time in 6 days. Ah, why am I on the road with you? But anyway, I believe I'm telling them never book me with you again. How dare you?
Well, I'm gonna be in the same hotel room
all the time, but close the screen. Yeah. Right, close the screen, man.
Just the screen,
because I'm screaming. I'm allowed to.
Oh, we got insects, bro. Oh,
yeah, true, and frogs and all that stuff. Yeah,
mosquitoes.
But I truly believe you need both sides. I think you need to sell them. Hey, this is what you show the public, and then when you're home, this is what you. This is who you really are. With your family, with your wife, with your husband, with your kids.
Now,
I'm not saying come home and be an asshole.
No.
Be a good person inside and out. But you know, when you're about to cry or break down, so I'm having a wrestler recently. I'm not going to say who. Where he was about to break down, and what did I say to him in the car? I said, "Don't you dare do that in public. You do not let these people see you. Don't you dare let these people see you sweat like that."
Boy, I slap chicks like
I said, you go, you handle what you have to handle, then you go back to that hotel room, you let a little bit out, or all of it, whatever helps you through the day, then the next day you come out with a smile. Because another thing my mother told me is not my father, the sun will rise with or without you.
Correct.
Mm. Amen.
That's your choice, though.
Amen.
That's your choice.
Right. That's a
and that's it.
That's a
and these aren't tears of anger. Whenever you get a grown man to cry tears of anger, you didn't really push him.
You pushed him, so
these were tears of like hurt.
He was hurting.
Yeah, he was hurt.
So I was trying to tell him or her not to let them see you.
I gave it away. I said he.
Oh, you did. All right. So he, because I like him. I like that person. I mess with them, but I like them a lot. Pronouns.
Yes, you'll never say his name. Be able to know who it was.
But, and that's what sucks.
Because he messed with everybody.
Yeah. Word up. Pay your dues, huh? And the last due is death. Anyway,
Yo,
so, yo, are we dropping deep. Bars out here?
I'm getting deep. I'm not doing bars. I'm dropping gems
for the album. We need this
Cheesy.
Intro.
I'm just dropping gems.
Yeah, for our album, we need them.
I know it's a long-winded answer, but I'm going to end this long-winded answer like this. Congratulations. Because to me, as a man,
step one,
I believe, congratulations as well. Apologize. But now we're talking about man.
My man.
I think, the two greatest jobs, a man can have is being a husband and being a father. So I want to say congratulations on that. You have the greatest job in the world coming up. That's it. And you're all right, too. I just hate women right now. You call me in such a bad place. Like, there was a girl flirting with me a couple weeks ago at the bar, and this was me. The Yankee highlights are on. Get the fuck out of here. You know? So I'm at a bad place right now. So that means it's going to be a good night tonight.
I believe it. I believe that that is an actual story. That actually happened.
You know that, dude, because you seen me.
Yes.
You saw me last night looking at the TV while someone was trying to talk to me, and I'm going, come on.
Another big thing I'd say, for me, this one was, whoo, as far as challenging as a father.
Oh, you don't have no kids.
No, this was the...
I'm real, I take care of my...
Yeah.
Because I ain't waking up with anything burning, popping, nothing. I take care of my, bro.
Yeah. I say like the toughest thing was letting the child know that you and the parent are on the same page. So like my child, my oldest one,
of course, is the oldest one.
Always likes to when she calls me, she'll call me, let me know that mommy's making me do this, and I didn't like that. I didn't want to do this, and she's yelling at me, telling me to do this, and me and the mother. We're on and off. We get along sometimes, and then there's times it's just a bad day.
Welcome to my life.
Bruh. It's almost like our relationship is kind of like 2K servers. One day they can be really up, then the next day it's all over the place. It's glitching, I'm getting kicked off, and all this other mess.
Mod's constantly kicked off.
Hey!
You got to pay for an update. Update your Wi-Fi,
bro. But yeah,
damn, y'all gotta get me, bro.
We'll say it. You don't have to.
You getting married, bro? You good?
We'll say
you good. You good?
You're good. You're the one that's gonna make it. Don't be like us.
But the point I'm getting to is
there's something off with you. I can see it.
Happy wife, happy life.
But man,
you're shot, brother.
And then the second thing my father told me: cheaper to keep.
Yo, I heard that so much.
It's so real. They made a song out of it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yep.
But the biggest thing for me is, like, I got to let her know, like, hey, did you do what your mother says? Did you follow her rules? All right, then do those things first, and you won't have to hear her mouth. I had to figure out ways, because I know how the mother is.
Right.
I dealt with it. I dealt with it. Trust me.
You've done a lot more than deal with
it. And as she gets older, she's going to figure it out because they're two strong personalities. My oldest has a strong personality, very intelligent. The mother thinks she knows everything, so that's going to naturally butt heads as she gets older.
Yeah.
And so I'm letting her know.
You got to film it, though.
That's what I'm missing.
You got to film it to show her later when she's older. Yeah. Like, look, this is what your kids are going
to
do.
So, but my biggest thing is, like, I need to let her know, but yeah, y'all butting heads, but I'm on your mother's side.
Right, absolutely.
You need to listen to us, because my advice is the same advice your mother's giving.
Right.
And she needs to know, like, damn, she can't go back and forth and try to trick us.
Yes.
Because we're on the same team.
Right.
If she sees us on the same team,
then it's like, fuck.
She's going to listen to us. She's going to be like, she's definitely going to always be like, I'm going to go to my mom and dad. I can't go to my mom over this because they're going to agree about the same thing.
Right. But
they got to see that partnership.
You're also like, having a boy. Because there ain't no papa boys. You know what I mean? There's only mama boys. She has to deal with that. Like, what'd your father say to you? Don't worry, mommy. Don't worry. We'll get you something.
Oh, my God. Do I deal with that?
Oh, I know.
See, that's, but that's what I do. That's the funny thing. That's what
I could have get a Kit Kat bar.
Come here, honey.
That's my... But see, as the girls, I do that. I do that. And I love that. I love that. I love being that guy. Because I'm not around often. So when I show up, it's a party every time.
Right.
Hop in dad's car. Oh, dad got the nice... Mom, why?
I think I'm going to be a little rough with my kids when I have kids. I just want kids. Because you saw me...
I love it.
You saw me
and my kids square up. I square up with
you. Saw
me. I square up with my boys, dead ass.
You want to catch his fade?
Like, you were not...
You want to catch his fade, boy?
No.
I'm very tough on my nephews. I just listen because all you know, y'all got kids, you know, but I'm very tough on my nephew because I like to think that I have a good concept of the way that the world works, especially from the eyes of an African American male. And I always try to teach my nephews, like, make sure when they talk to me, I don't like the whole, no, stand still. Give me eye contact.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
Yes.
Let me know.
I'm the same way,
let
bro.
Me know. Yes. Let me know what you say.
Yeah. That's a fact, like, my G. That's
you know
a fact.
Because, like, if you, and I always tell, and I'm very honest with them, like, yo, you got to understand, man, when you get my age or when you get to a certain age where, like, people can start suing you or look at you differently, not as a kid anymore. It's like, you already look guilty. You know what I mean? Like, you
already
look
guilty. First off, in this society, as a black male, you're already guilty.
Yeah, that's what I try to tell.
You're guilty before innocent.
When I tell you, hey, I got five nephews, and I get them all at once. And, like, I'm like, all right, guys, we're getting ready. You know what I mean? Like, we're getting ready to go this place. And they all line up. I see how they all dress. Nah, son, go take that off. Go iron. Go do that. You know what I mean? Because to me, I want them to look presentable.
I can't wait to meet them.
I want them to look presentable before they step out of the house because I always try to tell them, I go, it sucks. It sucks because in this world today, how you dress, how you look is how people are going to treat you.
That's your character.
So you need to treat yourself with respect before you walk out of the house because when you treat yourself with respect first, everyone else is going to treat you with respect. So when you talk, you look somebody in the eye. When you talk, talk clear. You know what I mean? Right. Like, talk like you, talk with a
sense of pride. Now, you're saying this as you say also, like,
even if they were to even.
Because I was going to play devil's advocate because my father, as an Irish man, American Irish, said the same thing to me.
Right.
Shake a man's hand proper. You look a man in
the eyes.
Right.
And I always get on. I always get on them. Don't you know what I mean?
They expect you to do that, though.
Right. And I make sure. And I let them. And you know what I mean? I try to just because, like me, they were raised by women. I got two older sisters. Mm-hmm. I got a mom. The dads are jokes. I laugh at them. My mom won't let me do anything to him because my mom's like, your career.
No, but she's right.
You know what I mean?
She's right.
So, she is. So I just
say, hey, I mean, that's the way you do.
Then I just thought,
but they don't have me in your corner looking at you like this, word. The day you make that money, I better ask some shit in my comments.
I always teach them when you work hard, you get rewarded. Yep. So, like, whenever they do something for me, when they do me a favor, when they work hard, I reward them. I give them stuff.
And that's the thing. I think that's what we're missing because a lot of kids don't see people working. A lot of these kids that's going out and doing dumb shit, they don't see people working hard and getting rewarded for it. They just see people working hard and stealing to get
also,
what they want.
But also, I think the evolution of manhood has changed over time. Because if you look back from the 40s, 50s, 60s, around that time, it was very established that the man brought home the money, the woman stayed at home, had the kids, such and such. That was the establishment at the time.
No, you're right,
But as time opened and I'm not saying this in a bad way, but equality changed and women started having more, you know, while the men was at war, the women was making the bullets.
Yeah, they were able to vote.
Everything changed.
Hashtag me too.
It's almost like now, the evolution of manhood has kind of changed. You know what I'm saying?
Oh! And we're down.
See, that's why you can't have him over.
Quit playing, man. Don't say things like that.
No, but you know what? You're definitely right. Because the way my father raised me was very old school. Man, and sometimes that hinders my relationships.
But the world has changed, so we can't do a lot of the
The reason why I'm saying it hinders my relationships is because I said I take a girl out to dinner. Like a longtime girlfriend. And she'll feel a certain way if I don't let her pitch in a little bit. I'm like, no, I'm the man. Gotta pay. Or if she wants to go out that night to eat and I'm kind of strapped for money, I'd be like, nah, babe, I'll make some steak, I'll do something. Or I'd be like, hey, babe, there's steak and chicken in the fridge, why don't you warm that shit?
I was raised by women. So I was taught how to treat women and how not to treat women.
Mm-hmm.
And 9 times out of 10, not all women are like this, but when you actually are very gentlemanlike and you treat women with a lot of respect, they're like, oh, he's soft. Yeah. And it's like, wait a minute. Yes. But this is how I'm treating you how a grown woman told me how to treat another grown woman. And I'm not all women like that.
And that's the problem. And that's the thing. And that's the thing.
You're touching the soul right now.
I'm very respectful. I'm very nice. And like to me, it'd be like, man, am I? You know what I mean? Because and all my friends always be like, man, you gotta be an asshole. Wait a minute, so you mean you're talking about me right now? No, I'm not. I have other friends that all my friends watch me struggle, right. and they just be like, those women, you gotta be a jerk. You gotta be this, like, no, I don't, because the women that works on it,
trust me, it's helped me out for fucking years. The woman that you get by doing that. Those ain't the ones that you're gonna take to your mother. But which, by the way, like, that's another thing for me. A lot of girls. We're talking to you from the male perspective. You understand? We're not bashing women. We're not bashing them. We're just letting you know from the male perspective. A lot of times, I don't get that either about women. They say they want a nice guy. They want a guy with a good job, or they want a guy that can make them laugh. They want the whole package, no doubt. Men want the whole package too. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And personality here and there.
But see, here's the thing: times have changed to where, like, that used to be the standard for. To me, that felt like that was the standard for men, for women, for males was like he needs to have this, this, and this.
Right.
But now, you know, all this.
No, but they say they want that.
Right, but now, but it's changed though because you know how the world has changed. Women are having more power than men, and you know, different.
Well, but the bottom line is
sometimes a lot of people just want somebody that's just there.
I tell you the truth: if women are qualified, it doesn't matter, black man, black woman, black white woman, whatever. If you're qualified to make more money than men, then I don't understand what's the big deal.
Same, especially
at what year are we in? What's the big deal about that?
Can we
get past that at least? We can't get past racism. Can we get past sexism?
No, I agree.
But the bottom line is, as a man, I was told certain things. And a lot of times, like, I don't think they're wrong, but a lot of times women just don't like it. You know what I mean? Like, again, this is from a male perspective, so no one shoot me in the head. For instance, I find it, because I'm a mama's boy.
Right.
I find it a big deal if I take a woman to meet my mother.
Right. Yeah.
Now, am I wrong that sometimes a girl will be like, Eddie, I can't read your mind. I don't know what you're thinking about. And I'd be like, yo, you met my mother. You should already know I love you. Why do I got to say it?
But it goes back to that not being able. It goes back to that not being able to express yourself.
When you bust my balls enough, I come out like DMX. Hell, you met my mother. Are we good or what? I love you.
I can count on my hands how many girls I've had over to meet my mom.
No, because my mother's very judgmental. That's real.
Is it true that moms is the best judging character for the chick?
Oh no, my mother's out of her mind.
Yes.
She may act like yes she may act like right? she's
yes
all that.
Yes, and no.
Yes,
you
and
saw
no.
my mother's eyes, right? There's something off there.
Nah, man, your mom.
Yeah,
moms have the lie detector test, so the BS eyes. They can detect it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, they can detect. Like my mom used to always tell me about the one ex. Everybody has that one relationship in their life that completely changes, that completely molds them. Who they are today.
That just happened recently to me.
So my mom used to always, I was something about it. She said, don't go digging. Da, da, da. I was like, mom, nah, I like this since high school.
We need to listen to our parents.
I finally get the data, blah, 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 blah.
We need to listen to our parents.
And my mom used to always tell me that it all came down to a head. And then like, because my grandmother used to always say something, you know, rest her soul. And she used to always say something. I used to just be like, man, y'all just stuck in your days. Y'all just stuck in your time. Times have changed, whatever, whatever. But I was trying to live up to a standard that wasn't me for somebody else. And so when it all ended, everyone gave me the...
I told you so.
Yeah. No, black women, black women, they don't usually say that. They just give you the... I ain't going to tell you I told you so, but my facial expression says it all.
They smoke is that long-ass Virginia Slim. No, but you know what? You're right, though. It is that one woman that kind of changes your life. And like you said, you know, your mother usually calls you out. My mother called me out on the situation.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, my mother played no games about it. My mother was like, okay, she may have done this, this, that, and the third. What did you do to lead her there? Mm-hmm. If you could tell me there's nothing you did to lead her there, then F her. That's, you know, she'll get a nickname. My mother does a thing where if she doesn't like a girl, an ex-girlfriend, she gives them a nickname. So she's like, one is bitch, one is evil.
Whoa.
One is Dusty. She didn't like her hair called the Dusty.
These aren't very creative.
No, it's my mother. What do you want? She's a saint. She'll make you eggs, dog. You stay over at the house? She's coming to visit. My mother came to visit out of nowhere. Funny story, side note. It's 4 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday. Tuesday morning. All I hear at my front door. I said, oh, word? So I grabbed the big kitchen knife. Yeah. I opened the door. There's my father. Why didn't you open the door? You're knocking at 4 in the morning. My mother came because she called me on the phone and I was short with her. Right. So she drove from New York all the way to Florida because she thought I was depressed. And she was like, I'm coming. I'm coming, baby. I can picture her now. I'm coming, Mina. I'm coming. But, yeah, we're probably going to wrap it up soon. Now, man, like, I know there's a lot of things in society, too, with the women. And I'm not saying anything bad about women. I love women. I really do. I joke around, oh, I hate women. I just haven't met the right one. I have met the right one, and I just wasn't man enough at this point.
They say you meet the love of your life or your soulmate by the age of 10, or is it 12 or something like that?
That's a goddamn lie.
That's a pretty young age.
That's a goddamn lie. You don't know who you are.
I don't know who you're talking to.
That's what they say.
You better hug yourself, whoever
they say. They need to be shot. Yeah. That's a
they,
goddamn lie.
They lying. I met mine. Well, anyway. Especially if this water's a little tainted.
But sometimes you gotta understand, sometimes you meet the right person, you just don't realize it because you don't give it the opportunity to grow.
No, but the bottom line is you can meet the right person at the wrong time.
You can meet the right person at the wrong time.
Yeah.
No, very true.
They can come in your life at the worst time.
I'm also
you 21. They everything you need. But you're 21 and you out there playing the streets.
Yeah.
And then when you hit 35, you like,
there's also a thing. There's
one
also
of my favorite lines in a rap song from a rapper. He was like, "What's the use of a perfect girl if it ain't the perfect time?" And I was like, "Man."
But you know one thing we do as men, though? I have to bring up this point. I think all of us have been through this. I think women, I don't know if women are different. Women are different, but us as men, this is what I've noticed. Especially us who have like been in long-term relationships. We ignore red flags real quick.
Yeah.
Us as men, we ignore red flags quick.
But you know what it is too? A lot of me being, I'm speaking for myself, not just for
we'll
all men.
We'll ignore it because that thing there down there. And
I'm not talking about
she's doing everything in the bed.
Yeah, no, she's throwing everything out. Look!
And you don't even notice the red flag. Yeah. And then you start
because you're busy playing your video game. I get it.
And then time go by, you be like, yo.
Or you watch a kid.
This shit don't show.
You know what I'm saying? Or you walk in the house and you go, where's all my shit?
Right. Yo, why is there?
Who the fuck touched my bottle, Jack?
Why is there a campfire in the back of the house? Is that my jersey? What's going on?
Like, damn, why do you
know? Oh, my God, it's signed by Don Mattingly. No. Anyway, I'm not saying that really happened. But, What I was going to say was basically about men and women. And it's the only thing I can actually say about women that kind of irks me nowadays. Because of social media and everything. I think women and men, but mostly women, because there's a lot of social media justice warriors on the internet.
Yeah. Everybody thinks they're right.
Yeah.
Yes. Social media has given us that power.
Yeah, no, you're right. But hold on. You have to remember, ladies, when it comes to men or women, or whatever the situation is, they're innocent. Until proven guilty. Please, just remember that. No matter how bad you feel or how mad you are at that moment, because 6 months down the line, that man or woman's innocent, you look like the idiot.
Honestly, my best advice would be this.
Take off those glasses.
I was about to make a comment about Dear White People Albert right now.
You're about to get it. Hey, I'm stylish. But my thing is, sometimes you don't have to talk about something right at that moment or that.
No, day. Let it settle. Let it marinate.
Yeah, let that. Because I hate when I'm upset and you want to talk about something 2 hours later. Because it takes a very long time for me to gather my thoughts and like find the right words to say to be able to articulate it in the way that you can understand it. Because if you catch me while I'm still on that like boiling point, everything's just gonna come out, blah, 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 blah. And not in an angry way. It's just gonna be really because I can't. I like to sit back, put myself out of the situation,
look at the situation as a whole and be able to, like, feel both sides, see where I'm wrong, see where she's wrong, so I can be able to articulate it and express myself in a way that she can hear it and understand it. It, like, I feel like sometimes you mess up, and they're like, so let's talk about this. Girl, that just happened like 45 minutes ago. Come on. I'm trying to, let me watch this game and unwind.
See, me and you are different.
That's personality.
You need to match. You need to find a matching personality.
No, because me, I need to talk at that point.
First of all,
I need to talk
first of all, I'm not going to let y'all Cupid me, okay? Y'all don't be I don't need y'all to be trying to tell me what I need to be looking for, the right personality, because I don't know if you know
that. I ain't looking for nothing. 36 years old, born alone, die alone.
You know what? I'm about to
get real cheating in this
number. I got a bunch of
You're going to ask this back every week.
I got a bunch of cheaters on this shirt.
What? Look at the chins, dog. Oh,
you're breaking stuff.
I did it to help you.
I'm going
to
take me and my water, because this is about to end, right?
Get the chins. I'm not going to
If you won't walk out the show, like, plug yourself and exit.
Plug yourself.
No, you plug yourself, nigga. Don't talk to my man.
Look.
I'm second
in command of this wedding.
Oh, what?
Yes.
Look at the double boys.
I'm trying to go celebrate my man's. I got
Yo,
my
are
water.
We going?
You
are
gotta
we going?
Drink two cups of water before you go out and experience whatever it is you're about to do.
You righteous.
I bought this shirt because I want everybody to know I'm moving.
Are those dogs or cheetahs?
Cheetahs, homie.
Cheetah. I'm wearing this shirt.
I am what you call a street cheetah. I holla.
Follow ACH at go ACH.
How do I get through that? Don't forget that Instagram. Don't write nothing.
And on Instagram,
trying to get over.
Go ACH. Go.
Yo, no, you're not gonna record. Not gonna record.
You got pizza? You didn't tell me. You the worst house guest ever.
Kingston, tell them where to follow you at.
We not even supposed to be on camera together.
Tell them where to follow you at.
Kevin Richmond, for years.
Brand new Kevin Nash. No,
oh, jeez.
Madison Square Garden. I was there. You're not going to film me on that?
Man, how's the light today?
My man, just hit the light. It's a switch, my man. Anyway. Ayo. I sold my soul to the devil. Anyway. What am I? Eddie Kingston 81 on Instagram. Then I think it's Mad Kingston 81 on Twitter. ACH showed you why he's wearing stuff. I'm wearing this because only God can judge me. I'm wearing my Tim's because that's some New York shit. You know what I mean? Gang, what up, son? Get at me, B.
That's the exit of
LAX 730.
The king himself, Eddie Kingston, from the Swerve City Podcast, episode 3. Y'all going to have to want to watch this one.
Wow.
Cornell.
Wow.
Tell him.
Cornell,
any last things you want to plug? After this madness of a conversation we just had,
I'm about to go home and play live.
Well, damn. First off, this was fun. Thank you.
Thank you. All Black Power.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Black Power and different medias. Like
can we
video
do
game
Jesus
world.
And Meryl do? They do the rainbow thing. No.
They want some double topping.
Do you see the budget right now? Working rainbows.
My man, sell some of those Funko Pops. You'd be all right.
My Funko Pops alone? We got a freaking Killmonger up there.
That's
on the damn apartment. Damn right.
But
it's Cornell's moment, damn it.
My fault, Cornell. Still your moment.
If anything, NBA Live 19, cover athlete, I'm sorry, Joel Embiid. Also, if you guys ever heard of Hot Ones with the chicken, chicken wing,
yes.
He was on there today,
okay.
Powered by EA Sports. Also, they've got Overtime on social media. At Overtime on social media, they have some clips of him walking around New York playing with kids in the ballparks and that. So yeah, let me wrap this up. So NBA Live 19, it's gonna be crazy.
Buy the game
September 7th, pre-order right now. Go to GameStop, any
buy the game,
any
pay
retail.
Cornell's bills right now, man. He has a baby on the way. He has a baby. He just got promoted. Got a new position in EA right now. Pay these bills.
Life is good.
Life is wonderful.
If anybody ever wants smoke on the six, I'm always available. Office hours 24/7 at Cornell Gunter on Twitter. Free smoke. Anybody want it, they can get it. No joke. Your turn.
Boom.
You never play people that refer to controllers as sticks.
No. No.
You never do.
No.
You never do. Whenever my homeboy says, yo, pick up the sticks. Nah, homeboy, we just gonna pick up these controllers. Yeah. We're gonna have us a nice exhibition game.
This is episode 3 of the Swerve City Podcast.
Yeah, man. Look, man. Y'all can go on iTunes and buy my trash. I ain't that great. YouTube.
Not if you promote it as trash, brother. I ain't buying it.
Brother, everybody else buy trash, so nobody's going to say my shit trash. Oh, if I say my shit great, nobody going to be, though.
If there are some trash tracks on NBA Live 19, I will let you know, Cornell.
Hey, nah, don't worry. Listen, don't worry. Nah, I will let
you know. You can follow me at Twitter on Montez Moore. On Twitter, at Twitter, at Twitter.
Yeah,
all
that,
Twitter.
That.
Yeah, that, all that. Montez Moore on Twitter and Instagram. All that. You can look out for that new Swerve City song that me and my man Shane got coming soon. Mickey Fax, that's dropping soon.
Wait, what?
Yeah, me, like, him, Mickey Fax.
Like, Mickey?
Mickey Fax.
Like, for the culture, Mickey?
Yeah.
Bro,
culture, Mickey. And you never heard? Yo, that's one of my favorite rappers.
Yo, ACH is a little surprised that we got these connects with Mickey.
Then get DMX in. Yeah. Let me give DMX an intervention. I'll grab that nigga.
And, I love you.
You know, brush your teeth, wash your ass. Go ahead, Shane.
And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Strickland Shane. Swerve City Podcast now on iTunes, SoundCloud, and on Google Play. Swerve to it on Google Play. Yeah. Swerve City Podcast, y'all did that. Y'all support. Help me get this joint on
support me
on freaking Google Play, man.
Pro Wrestling Tees. Do
it. Episode 3 is now out now. Freaking buy my merch. Yes. ProWrestlingTees.com.
And y'all ready on the shorty. It's too late. Don't do it.
Yo. Always remember, be confident in everything you do. And that's episode 3, Swerve City Podcast. We out.
20 years damn later. I want to make a collab out.